So just want everybody to catch that. This sound, within about a month's time, is all ice. Everything that we're seeing right here. So Derek was pointing out those barges. At some point, they're going to need to bring fuel in here. If they don't hit the window properly, then they can't get in. But everything we're going to see here.
Everything you can see is going to be frozen
over. It's going to be frozen over, about 3-4 feet deep.
In about a month and a half time, you'll see people out here ice fishing for tomcod and chafish.
It's pretty amazing. So
this entire project started in the summer of 2009, and it was the permanent solution to what you see here. So you're looking at Shore Avenue as it used to exist up in this area. So if you look at that white building, that white two-story building, this is where that picture was taken. As you drove down here along Shore Avenue, you would have driven down over water. This is where that lane is, right there. So we had to extend Shore Avenue out 60 to 80 feet in some areas. So this was a permanent solution for a continual problem that we had had for erosion along Shore Avenue for the last 50 years. You know, several measures, several mitigating factors and projects have failed over time. And the residents along Shore Avenue have long enjoyed their direct access to the water. They pull their boats up, they tie up their fish, they hang their fish to dry, they hang their ogre, the seal. You might see some seals out here. So this was the permanent solution for this type of project. It prevented further erosion, it rehabilitated the road, and the asphalt you see here is a mitigating factor for dust control. So it was really kind of three projects in one.
When you say dust control, what was that? Where was the dust coming?
Blowing. The type of material we have locally here, when it gets dry, it's very silty. It just picks up. Yep. It creates asthmatic problems, air quality problems for this community.